Chagi gadaf chof alaf starring the new pirek on the previous omad. Choyma ba koidish me betrema. The Mishnah lists 11 chemeres of koidish over trema. 1. Shemat bilin kailim betoy kailim le trema avaloy le koidish. Toivling 2 kailim the ratoma for use with trema. You may keep the smaller kaili inside the larger one during tefillah. But if the kailim are to be used for koidish, the rabbuna require that the 2 kailim be toivled separately. 2. Acheran v'toichi b'aisat tzvita b'trema. The outside and the inside and the tzvita place of a kaili are considered separate kailim with regard to trema. Avaloy b'koidish. A kaili is sometimes made in a way that each of its separate parts can function as an independent kaili. So if one of the parts of the kaili was touched by something that conveys trema to it only midrabbunan, only that part becomes trema. The rest of the kaili remains to it. However, in regards to koidish, if one part of the kaili became trema, the entire kaili becomes trema. 3. Hanoises hamidras. One who is carrying a midras, noises hatrema, may simultaneously carry trema, avlois hakoidish, but not koidish. 4. Bigdai oichle trema midras le koidish. The begudim of those who eat trema are regarded as a midras for those who eat koidish. 5. Loike midras hakoidish midras hatrema. Unlike the rule of koidish is the rule of trema with regard to the luchas of chatzitza, as the Mishnah explains. For in the case of koidish, matir manakav imat belevachach koidish. One who wishes to be matar a begad must untie the knot. He must dry the begad if it is wet, and only then toivel it, and then retie the knot. But in the case of trema, koidish vachach matbel. He may tie the knots first and then toivel the begad. 6. Kalim anegmura matara. Kalim that were completed in a state of tara, tarichin tefila le koidish, require tefila for use with koidish, avaloy le trema. In the Mishnah's case, the one who made the kali protected it from becoming toma, from the finishing stages of its production and onward. Therefore, it may be used for trema without being toivled. The Gemara will explain why it cannot be used for koidish. 7. Hakli matzaref masha besoichel koidish. A kali combines what is in it with regards to koidish. If many separate pieces of koidish food were in one kali, and a person who was toma touched one of them, all the pieces become toma even if they were not touching one another. Avaloy le trema. In the case of trema, the various pieces in the kali are not regarded as forming one unit. 8. Horevi b'koidish puzzle. Revi in the case of koidish is puzzle, v'shlishi b'trema. But it is only shlishi that is puzzle in the case of trema. 9. Ibatrema, im nitmas achas miyudav. If one of a person's hands has become toma, chaverta tohoira, the other hand is still to it. But in regards to koidish, mat bushtaim, he must toivel both of them. Shayat matama es chaverta bekoidish. For hand makes the other hand toma with regard to koidish, avaloi betrema, but not with regard to trema. 10. Oichlim oichlim negivim beyudaim mesiyuvas betrema. One his hands are toma, may hold and eat dry trema, which was not mechshe. And it's not ruwi lekabel trema, avaloi bekoidish, but not in the case of koidish foods. 11. The final case, hu oinam v'machisse kapidim trichin tzvira lekoidish. Even after the aninus period passes, or even after the machisse kapidim has brought his karm, he may not eat koidish without first toivling himself in a mikveh. Avaloi le trema. The oinam and machisse kapidim are in fact permitted to eat trema. The gemur. The first chemra stated by the Mishnah was that we may toivel one kaili within another kaili for the purposes of trema, but not for the purposes of koidish. Gemur asks, the koidish matam loy. In the case of koidish, what is the reason we may not toivel a kaili within another kaili? Would answer Omar Abila, b'pnai shekavaydoi shel kaili choitzetz. It is possible that the inner kaili would weigh so heavily upon the outer one that the mikveh water could not circulate in between them. Were this to happen, the tefillah could not be valid since part of each of the kailim would not have been touched by water. What questions this pshat? For mit saifa m'shem chatzitza, from that which the saifa of the Mishnah does not allow a type of tefillah for koidish due to chatzitza, raisha lav m'shem chatzitza, we may infer that the raisha of the Mishnah, which does not allow for koidish the tefillah of kailim within other kailim, is not due to chatzitza. Otherwise, there would be no need for the Mishnah to state both cases. Would elaborate, the tuni saifa of the Mishnah, one must untie the knot, dry, toivel the begad, and only then retie the knot. But in the case of trema, he may tie the knot loosely and then toivel the begad. Now this chimra of koidish is certainly due to chatzitza. We may therefore assume that in the Mishnah's first case, the chimra of not toiveling kailim within kailim for use with koidish, the chimra is not due to chatzitza. When it answers, in fact, I'll tell you that indeed both Raisha and Saifa are Mishim Chatzitza. It's tricha for the Tana to teach us both cases. The Ashmi Inon, only the Raisha, the case of Toivling Kailim within a Kailim, have a minahaina tam the Koidish loy. I would have said the reason a Kaili may not be toivled within another Kaili for Koidish is Mishim Kvaita Shokali de Eka, because of the weight of the inner Kaila that is there, which creates a Chatzitza. But in the case of the Saifa, and not in the begad, the leke kvaida shokli, where there is no weight of it in a kali to create a chatzitza, I would say the koidish namalei have a chatzitza. that for Kodesh too, the knot is not a chatzitza. V'yashvinon, if the Mishnah taught us only the case of the cipher and not in the beged, hava mina hayna tama de la Kodesh loy, I would have said this is the reason the knot may not be left tied when toveling the beged for Kodesh. Meshem the ketra b'may adika mehetek, because a knot is tight in water. Avo, but in the case of the Rasha, kailam within kailam, I would say, the maya akfiya makfa lailamona, since water in fact causes a kali to float, loy hava chatzitza, the presence of the inner kali inside the outer one would not be a chatzitza. Tzricha, therefore, for the Mishnah to state both cases of chatzitza. Mura comments, Reb Ila letamai. Reb Ila will explain that the gzaira against toivling kailam within other kailam is based on chatzitza, is consistent with his opinion elsewhere. Doma Reb Ila omar Reb Chanina bar Boba, Eser malas shunikan. They taught here in the Mishnah 10 malas for kodesh, but not for trima. It is this part of Reb Ila's statement that is letamai. For our Mishnah lists 11 cases, yet Reb Ila here reckons them as 10. The reason he does so is that he counts both the first case, toivling kailam within kailam, and the fifth case, untying the knots as one, since both, in his view, are based on chatzitza. Muna continues with Reb Ila's words, Chumash HaDishoynes, the first five apply, bain, both to Kodesh, bain lechilin shenasi al taharas haKodesh. Achronas, the last five apply only to Kodesh, avaloi, but not to chilin shenasi al taharas haKodesh. Muna explains, my time, what is the reason the first five chemes apply even to chilin shenasi al taharas haKodesh, whereas the last five do not? In the case of the first five chemines, Desli druda de timah mideraisa, which involved the concern of timah, according to Menatoide, Gazi birabunon, bind both lekoidish, by lechin and shenasi al taharas hakoidish. Basraisa, in the case of the last five chemines, the lesli druda de timah mideraisa, which do not involve the concern of timah, according to Menatoide, Gazi birabunon only for koidish, but lechin and shenasi al taharas hakoidish, loy gazi birabunon. Rova Omar, Rova disputes Reb Ella's explanation of our Mishnah and says, Mid a cipher, have a Mishim Chatzitza, we can infer that Raisha love Mishim Chatzitza. For Raisha Hainatama, in the Raisha of the Mishnah, the reason for the Chimra that Kailam may not be toivled within Kailam is Gezaira Shloyat Bol Machta Vatzinoides, so that one not come to toivle needles and spinning hooks, but Klisha Aibafiv, within a Kaili whose opening is not at least the size of Shweferis Hanoid. If the opening of the outer Kaili is smaller than the size of Shweferis Hanoid, then the water inside the kaili is considered to be separate from the rest of the mikveh, so needles, spinning hooks, or other small kailim that can be placed inside the narrow-necked container are regarded as having been toivled within the small amounts of water of the outer kaili, rather than in the water of the actual mikveh. Their tefillah then is invalid, kadatan, as we've learned in the Mishnah, erev mikvos kishveferes hanoid. There were two adjacent mikvos, one containing memsul and the other was chuseh, joined by a hole in the dividing wall. The Mishnah rules that for a valid hashukah, the hole must be at least the size of shofir sanoid, ka'ovya ikechalula. The hole for a shukah must be as large as the outer circumference of the tube, not its inner circumference, which is equivalent to a space that is measured with two fingers that can rotate inside of it. Muna comments, Sovala, Ruva who explains that the gzaira against toivling kailim within other kailim is not based on the concern of chatzitza, but rather on the concern in case one toivels needles and spinning hooks in a kaili whose opening is smaller than shofir sanoid, agrees, Kehud Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravi, Achas Esra Malas Shunikan. They taught here in the Mishnah 11 malas for koidesh, but not for trima. Our Mishnah lists 11 cases of chimre. This can only be considered 11 malas if each case is a different chimre. This is indeed so according to Rava, who understands case 1 as a different chimre than case 5. According to Reb Ila, however, who takes the first of fifth cases of our Mishnah as reflecting the same chimra of chatzitza, the Mishnah's 11 cases reflect only 10 malas. Shesh Shoinis, the first six apply bayin both lekoidesh bayin lechilin shenasi al taharas hakoidesh. Achronis, the last five apply only lekoidesh avaloi, but not lechilin shenasi al taharas hakoidesh.